Hello.
Hey, Carson. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing all right, man. Doing okay. We asked your coach earlier. We'll go ahead and start with the obvious, I guess. But he asked him about Hardy's hit on you here last year. And he said you got to ask Carson about that. So what do you remember about the play? And I guess more to the point, did you think that it was right that he got flagged on that?
I do definitely remember it, and I probably won't forget it. He got me good. I gave him an opportunity to get me, and you know, I don't think it should have been flagged. I think that those kind of hits now, just because they look pretty gruesome, get flagged. But it was a legal hit, and my own fault for not getting rid of the football.
If you, I guess you hadn't had much occasion to watch replay. Certainly not this week, but or maybe you have. I don't know. When's the last time you saw it?
It's when it happened. I remember looking up on the big screen inside that stadium and seeing it, and it didn't look too good. It looked good for him, bad for me.
You hey. Talk about facing him and Charles Johnson on the other side this week.
Yeah, I mean, two phenomenal, really just defensive ends. You know, there's so many guys that are great pass rushers or great against the run, but they play both extremely well. They've been high on the sack list, since they've been there, but they also play the run very well. They play extremely hard. They've both got great motors. They both got some help inside of them with a couple of really good players that they rotate in and out, and then probably the best linebacking core in the league. So it's a very good group up front. You can't say enough about them. You kind of sit back and you keep rewinding plays against the New York Giants in that game, and they played extremely well in the game in Seattle or the game there against Seattle. It's just a very, very good front seven. Obviously, it's highlighted by those two guys, but then you got a great middle linebacker and two outside linebackers that have been doing it for a long time too. So you just can't say enough about the front seven that they have.
What was your reaction, Carson, to the news of Levi getting traded?
We've been told nothing's official yet, so we really can't say much on that.
In watching film of this Panthers team, what have you seen from them?
Aside from the front seven that's really dominated every game they've played in, there's been kind of a sprinkling of a bunch of different players that have come in and played well on the outside. I know there's been some injuries at the safety position, and then the last week or two with some issues with the corner position getting banged up, and guys that have come in and played well. It's, you can tell it's definitely the next man up mentality there in Carolina, and they've had a little bit of an injury bug, but guys have been banged up, so they've had different guys at different spots, and guys have played really well, and those guys up front definitely make their job easier on the outside and the back end.
Does Hardy remind you of any other defensive ends that you've played against or with over the years?
Yeah, it reminds me of Julius Peppers. A 260, 270, 280-pound guy. Very quick, very powerful. I actually saw him running down, almost catching, I believe it was CJ Spiller on a long run. He was running, pretty much stride for stride with him downfield. Just with that combination of athleticism and size and speed, that's the way Julius Peppers looked in the Carolina, when he was playing in Carolina, and also the way he looks now in Chicago.
You've been on this stretch against the NFC South. Because of that, have you sort of seen more Panthers tape than you would have otherwise, as you were looking at these other two teams?
No. They haven't played each other a bunch of times. You get to week 13, 14, and, there may be a game where the Saints have played against them, a couple times on film already. So that hasn't happened yet, obviously, this season. Haven't seen it much of their offense, but really studied the last 36 hours a ton of their defense.
Carson, what do you feel like you guys have to do to get the offense clicking against this Panther defense?
A bunch of stuff. We got to be efficient in the run game. We've got to find a way to average 3.8 to 4.5 yards a pop in the run game. we got to get the ball out quickly too. It's with a front like this, you can't sit back there in seven-step drops and hold on to the ball. The ball has to come out. You have to get guys open quickly, and that's something we really need to focus on with the two guys that they have on the edge.
How close was your head coach when he called the offense putrid?
He was right on the money. You know, for us in the last 2 weeks to score 20 points, it's just not good enough, and our defense has been playing extremely, extremely well, but you can't just rely on the defense. We need to find ways to get some get the chains moving, get some momentum, and really we just need to be efficient. We have not been efficient.
Thanks, Carson.
Thank you, Carson.
All right, thank you.